Hello. I was going for the rock, paper, shotgun intro since Sura was going for the hi, I'm not even here right now intro, so. Hopefully. That is sort of your fault, though, since our comments kind of were not working until like 2 days ago. People email these days? What's an email? Which we will, repeatedly. Wait. Yeah, I'm half retarded. Is there a way to mute the mic in Audacity? Because apparently muting the mic in Skype sort of ate it. And so as I coughed into my mic, it's I saw the waveform like go. Okay. All right. Yeah. Go. Just like the movie was a copy of The Matrix. Ooh, burn. Well, The Matrix were bad, but Wanted was not really all that good in the first place. No, not the Watchmen movie. The Wanted movie. The Wanted movie was bad. Yes, we're. And well. Is there DLC planned for this calculator at some point? Is it already on the disc, maybe? If you're really that much of a bastard? Of course. Money hungry bastard. I've been playing a lot of Force Unleashed. I'm just about done with it, I think. I'm stuck in the last level. It's as a sort of a story, it's actually pretty good. It's It's for those that haven't played it, it's actually kind of on the little. It's not really old. It's like a couple months old, but it's essentially it's the story of you being Darth Vader's like hidden apprentice. And so as you go, you're assassinating Jedi and all this other stuff. It's the game itself is actually, when you're just going out and going through a level, it's actually a blast. Because you can, you know, force grip people and like chuck them at things or chuck things at people. As you get more and more, you can, as you go through levels, you gain powers, you know, like, you know, your usuals, like your lightsaber throws. We also gain a force repulse, which is essentially a, oh my god, everyone get away from me, power. Which is actually pretty neat. But it is. I mean, it's you do feel, a lot of moments, you do feel like a badass. And as one of the things when I played the demo of the game way back was the QuickTime events in it were... Yeah, it's you where you're killing this AT-AT on the first level. It just felt really strange of being, you know, force lighting one guy, you know, force push the other guy off a bridge, you know, chuck this guy off with force grip, you know, this whole, you're doing all this stuff, and then you wind up with a quick time event. Press X, press A, press Y, and you're doing all this, you know, all this, what looks really cool, but I've sort of gotten to the point where, you know, you come up against a Rancor, and you beat on it for a while, and then you have a quick time event, and it looks badass. So it's really good to look at. No. DLC is actually out for it, and I haven't played it yet, because from what I understand, it's not really all that great. So that's not looking forward to that so much. But cover system, I like to call the cover system, you know, just force lightning people right in their face. So it all works out. Yes. Yes. And death. And, you know, occasionally lightning with, you know, death at the same time, which is probably the best way to go about it. But it's a ton of fun. It was recently, I want to say, discounted on Amazon, so you could probably find it, or it's not great. I mean, it's not a really fantastic game, but it's fun. In terms of Star Wars, as in sort of its story behind it, and especially developing Vader and the Emperor as characters and their relationship, which was not explored at all. You know, because Death Star blew up. Yeah, exactly. what the hell is an aluminum falcon? Yeah. That's this Padme, Padama, whatever, yeah. No, but it actually is interesting, like, how sort of Vader and the Emperor kind of, the dynamic there between them as, like, because the thing is like, any good Sith, they're at each other's throats at the same time that they are master and apprentice. So it's just, from a story standpoint, it's actually really good. I think Tycho from Penny Arcade put it really well when this game came out, that if you can just sit down and have someone else play the game for you and just watch it, that may be the best way to experience it. But as actually playing the game, it's really fun. It would be one of those games that would be really good as a movie, but it's still... Yes. Of course. But it's still pretty good. I mean, I would play it. It's still fun. It goes into the other game I'm playing now, which is Yakuza 2 for the PS2. I rented it. It's very off gameplay. It's very Japanese. But like the other very Japanese game I loved, which is Persona 3, there's just something about it that the setting just feels real at the same time that it's the combat sort of the same way. It's the combo system is really simplistic. It's, you know, square, 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 finishing move. Or you can grab someone, and then, you know, if you have, like, your sort of special meter up, you can slam them against the environment or whatever. Yeah, it's Grand Theft Auto if I mean, we've talked about this a lot of how in the West, we sort of experience our stories as shooters now, more so than anything else. You know, we grew up playing shooters, so it makes sense for us. But it's not so much a Grand Theft Auto as it is more a brawlery RPG like Kingdom Hearts, in the sense of its combat. It plays a lot like Kingdom Hearts 2, which is good, because the combat in Kingdom Hearts 2 is actually pretty decent. Well, I didn't like Kingdom Hearts the game. I found it, you know, infuriating. I found its combat competent, yes. That is my non-insult of the week, probably now. It was competent. It wasn't good. It wasn't terrible. But it was okay. It was tolerable is a little on the negative side, but I am going with competent for the rest of the week, okay? So, you know, C for confident. That's good. The combat would get a C for competence. Combat with a C for confidence, but the game would just get a, why won't this die? Yes. Go dick yourself. We're coming up with a very obscene rating system now. I like it. I think this will work out. This should get us page hits. Very much. Lots of page hits. And comments, maybe, one of these days. But, we'll leave that for another day. Fucking fail. Yeah. No, that's actually really good. That's actually pretty amazing. But it's just... Yeah. Only on Friday. But it's... This was after we recorded the last one. My guild on Wildhammer Aftermath, we killed Sartharian with 3 drakes. So, very excited to have Sartharian in 3D, yes. As I've called him for months. This is a slight bit of guild drama we had. We just, like any other guild, like a lot of guilds I know. We didn't have Civil War, no, but we had just a lot of churn. We lost a lot of people, stopped logging in just because, you know, Uldar is coming out. I don't have a brother, but that would be actually kind of interesting. The chances of me reproducing are within zero and the universe exploding. Ew! Oh my god, that was a necessary rogue. That was a low blow. But yeah, are between you know, not happening and the universe dying a heat death within the next couple days. So, you know, yeah, you have a challenge. You have a challenge now. No, but it's, okay. Okay. six of you. Or just six from Battlestar Galactica. I'm perfectly comfortable with that, too. Yeah. Hey, Trish Helfer never ruins the moment. I want to just say that right now. I did, like meaningfully going out and playing games specifically to talk about them. No, but I mean, I'm a loser. I play lots of games, such as life. So I talk about them. You play lots of demos. I play lots of demos, but honestly, I just have a subscription to Gamefly, so I just... You do. Because usually it's a lot like a Netflix subscription in that it makes a lot of sense if you're someone who either watches a lot of stuff or if you get easily bored with stuff like I do. Because I would not watch nearly as many movies as I do if I didn't have a Netflix subscription. And I would play nowhere... What's the movie exactly? I would probably stick to playing World of Warcraft, Civilization IV, and Mountain Blade if I didn't have a Gamefly subscription. Because no console games, except for a handful a year, are... I will sit down and play and play and play and play. You know, and Gamefly says, you know, I'll get it for a couple weeks, I'll play it, and I'll send it back and get something else. You know, as I go through my queue slowly but surely. That's if I do that sometimes. Like, Kingdom Hearts 2, I did that. I got sick of it, and I said, fuck it, this game's going back. But there are times when I'll, like, go through Netflix movies like you wouldn't believe, and then there are times when it'll sit there for, like, 2 weeks without watching anything. You know, it depends on what you're doing at the time and how many TV shows are actually updating. You know, that's sort of the big thing there. That's the thing that is connected to my Xbox 360, yes. We need to hook you up with a Netflix sub and a not a Netflix sub. I mean, you can maybe get away without the Netflix sub, but definitely a Gamefly sub since your consoles are heavy. And, we need to hook you up with Hulu, definitely. You and Dragon. Or. You just. Something about the refresh rate or something just kind of makes you go crazy. Well, I mean, it's not like I watch a lot of TV either. I watch, like, 4 shows. That's about it. Yeah, and those are 2 perfectly good shows to get caught watching. I mean, I'm more of a Burn Notice. I will get caught watching these shows. Well, House is kind of a douche. So, you know, it's not the nicest thing to be caught watching. Me, you put on This Old House or something like that, or some, like, you know, random cooking show, I'm just mesmerized by it. I don't know why, but that's just me. He's kind of a douche. He is. Yeah. Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting that way. I think it's just because I always say people are kind of a douche. You know, that's just how I say that. Yeah. Yes, he is. Yeah, if you ever see an interview with him, it's really kind of awkward because it's like, why is House talking like that? It's like, we have to fly you over. It's like the reverse John Davison. That's what it is. Psh. You are a podcast Nazi rug. Whatever your name is. Bad. Fine. Oh my god, finally. Two words. Gameplay. That's actually one word, actually. Fail. Like Bioshock. Ha ha.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot better than when we bought it. And yeah. Damn it. The 21st. It's the 22nd. It's 22nd, since you guys are in the future. Yes. I'm gonna need to drive down to your general location and just punch some guy. I don't know if it's gonna be you. It might be. Just drive down Orange County and punch some guy. Maybe it'll be you. Maybe it won't be. But you'll know. You'll know some man had pain inflicted on him because of you. It's a hate crime. I dislike stupid people. Wow. Just wow. Definitely, Steam has a lot of sales going on today, this weekend. So, mainly to you two, because I'm sure this is going to take forever in editings to, you know, fix, to make my voice sound less like, you know, Ryan Scott. Ouch, that was probably not a great idea to say that. you're the one that said that at the beginning. Hey, I'll get mail from Ryan Scott, so it'll work out. But, it'll be... Ooh, yeah. But if you are seeing... If you can get stuff on Steam, they have this, like, 10% indie sale on right now. They have a ton of stuff on sale, too, just in general. I mean, I think AudioServe is, like, at $5 or something ridiculous like that, if you don't have it. So, yes, there's lots of great sales on Steam right now, which is kind of weird. Usually they don't stack them up like they do. I have two icons for PC games on my desktop. One is WoW, the other is Steam. You know, those are the only two things I actually do. I play. Yes, but I load everything through Steam. I buy stuff on Steam. You seen my bus full of Zoe Deschanel? She has a name, damn it. But yes. There should be, yes. But it's a Squeenix game. On PC. They're always fail. They just can't do it for some reason. Really? It's like Hall of Meat mode in Skate 2. Or you're just trying to break yourself. Weren't you like really frothing for this game? Like you were like super excited. You were like telling me, download the demo now. Do it. And it just, yes, for Ninja Blade, yes, yes you were. It's bad. Aw. Ninjas on bikes. New Grand Theft Auto 4 DLC, definitely. Ninjas riding bikes. And the DLC will be the exponent button. Yes. Nickel and Dimas. Oh. Do you want to take a break, it seems like, by asking such a question? You'll work it in some eventually. That wasn't. Well, most people don't. I mean, there's a it's something like half of 360 users aren't online. Do not have their console connected at all. Well, A. Oh, okay. Well, I'll take that. But A. There's the you're dealing with the enthusiast press, so it's people writing about games for people who really like games. So it's assumed that that population will probably have a lot more of an online connectivity rate, than random Joe Schmo who bought an Xbox 360 to, whatever, I don't know, use Netflix or use a set-top box, whatever. There's that. The other thing though is I think the multiplayer critique is, I mean, I don't, lots of games I have multiplayer in them, and I never touch it because I have good multiplayer games, namely a Team Fortress 2 or a Call of Duty 4, that are really solid multiplayer experiences. Or Corey's favorite game, Peggle, now with it being on Xbox Live, has having multiplayer. That most games don't need it. Honestly, most games don't need a multiplayer. It's if you design your game around it, namely like Team Fortress 2 or one of the Call of Duty games, then yeah, go for it. But if you have a solid single player experience and your game isn't Grand Theft Auto 4, which actually has a really good multiplayer, just no one plays it, I don't think you need it. That's true. I heart Grand Theft Auto 4 multiplayer though, definitely. I don't know. I thought it was me for a second because we have a police helicopter flying overhead or something, and I'm like, huh. The Skype bubbles. Oh my. Yeah, but I think the thing is, at least for me, I don't know, I'm one of those guys that it's like I will play a game all online or all offline. You know, a game like a Call of Duty, because I keep coming back to it, I don't care about the single player. I just want to shoot people in the face. That's what I care about. Whereas a game like, let's say Lost Planet, which is another Xbox shooter, I could care less about the multiplayer. I really just want to play the single player. Or a Civilization 4. See, whoever's on his mic agrees with me. It just... See, that's thinking on your feet right there. But I don't know. I mean, if a game is designed and has good multiplayer, go for it. If it's kind of a throwaway, we're going to put this so it's a blurb on the box. No, I could care less about it. So, but most people wind up playing their game single player. I would say that almost categorically, because most people don't play games online. I'm much more of a let's go in and get shot at. You know, I really could care less most of the time. Yeah, it's a good single player experience, and it's a quality one at that. So it's just doesn't really, it doesn't take away from it. It's still worth the $10 or whatever I bought it on Steam for, you know. I don't know. I mean, I really liked the Fear multiplayer. I enjoyed it a lot. It was different. It felt a lot like, I think the best way to describe it would be like The Specialist, which was a Half-Life mod. So it was really good. So I would be surprised if Fear 2 didn't have multiplayer in it, because I liked the multiplayer in the original game so much. So I don't really know. I mean, it may just be throwaway and crappy, which would be the case of other Monolith games that have just great single player, occasionally okay multiplayer. No One Lives Forever 2, I want to say. I don't even know. I may be mixing myself up, though. I want to say No One Lives Forever 2 had multiplayer. I really do. Yes. No One Lives Forever and No One Lives Forever 2 are great games that you should go and get. Now. Full stop. That's just you projecting your hopes and dreams onto, you know, onto them. I don't know. My hopes and dreams is obviously for No One Lives Forever 3, but that's me. But I know that's not going to happen because Contract Jack bombed. Oh, 03? It came out in 03. I'd have to look at what came out in 03. Yeah, exactly. Definitely. That's a new feature, and from what I've heard, it's actually pretty amazing. Just because it's Peggle and it sort of has its own addictive quality to it, and at the same time, it just winds up being kind of interesting and competitive in that way. It's like Luminous, or Lumens. I don't know. Lumines. There we go. That's how you pronounce that. Lumines is actually kind of good in that way. It kind of works for whatever reason. Peggle is a total, it just kind of works game. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever that it's popular as it is. That, I may own like 15 copies. It's owed to Joy. It's funny. I was trying it out and if you have music playing, it still does Ode to Joy. If you have like a custom soundtrack. Yes, it will. Because it knows. It knows that that's the money right there. But honestly, I can't get away from using the mouse and keyboard on Peggle. I don't know. It's like playing a shooter on a console. It's like I'm giving up so much control to be able to sit here on my TV, on my TV, sit here in front of my TV with a controller. I may have to figure that one out, huh? You could do like a mirror box and actually sit on top of your TV and just have kind of a screen in front, but huh. No, you would probably just be easier just mounting it at that point where you'd put the last mirror there. That's a good idea. Mounting the TV instead of having you. I mean, unless the weight might be a concern. I don't know. But that's an interesting project. If I can find a crappy TV. Well, you could build like a chair kind of a thing. And have the TV as be one of like in on the bottom of it, so you don't have so it's more of a self-contained unit kind of thing. So you don't have to mount the TV up top. I don't know what purpose does any of this serve. It just was kind of an interesting idea that I was playing with in my head just now. Aww. You watch. Aww. Okay. Wow. Will you beat me? If I don't. That seems so strange. It's like such a like a light and kitty kind of a game at the, and then you just wind up cursing like sailors while you're playing it. I'm not great at Peggle, but still, that's really kind of strange to me that. I guess that's why I'm not good at Peggle, is because I don't really put a lot into it. Excuse me. Yeah. Yes. Shoot. Sure, I think once we take a break and see if we are losing one person. I mean, is that like the whole story? Is that it? I mean, I'll say that that's actually pretty accurate. I mean, the problem is that the is for the people who haven't played World of War or who don't play the multiplayer for it. There is a one of the power ups you can get. You know, in Call of Duty 4, you get like a helicopter or an airstrike. Well, in this, you get like three attack dogs that like go after people. You know, so anytime someone is doing really well, they're on a roll, they get so many kills in a row, they'll get the attack dog power up. And then they just sick these dogs on people, and it actually causes a good deal of mayhem. The dogs are coming after them. I mean, I could see that. But, you know, it's one of those things that's like, I could sort of see why they would have a problem with it, and I respect why they have a problem with it. It's just, I don't really think there's anything really that you do besides that. I mean, the thing is, COD4 also had that. COD4, I mean, has an achievement. I went and looked this up during the break when we were talking about this, but it has an achievement. It's like specifically survive a dog attack. You know, it's and it has this whole, there's this whole special way you take out dogs in COD4 that's mildly brutal, but. You know. Yeah. No, these are violent dogs. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things is that it's like you could do it, you could not have this, and it would still be like you could have a different power up that isn't send attack dogs, or you know whatever the occurrences of it in the single player, and it would still be the same game. So you know, it's just like. Yeah. Yeah. No, I get you. I mean, it's just, it's one of those things, it's like, you know, I don't think any of us are going to say that the Call of Duty games are great, you know, simulations of real historical events, you know, so I think you could do without it, but, you know, at the same time, it's not something that bothers me in any way. But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, this is a group that cares about animal rights, and, you know, I think it's something that, you know, seems like a perfectly reasonable thing for them to do, you know, to not get games where people shoot at dogs, you know, that just seems like a reasonable thing that you'd want to do. No, COD4 had them. No, yeah, but, you know, yeah, no, right, yeah. People shit pants. Yeah. Wow. Just wow. Anyway, outside of that, I don't know. I think it's reasonable enough, but, you know, again, lots of games have done it, but it's still something that, you know, you could do without. You know, just like we have the whole, you know, violence against dogs with the whole Michael Vick thing. You know, I think you could do without, you know, adding more people doing bad things to animals. Just saying. Oh. No, definitely. And these are trained attack dogs, and attack dogs were used. And attack dogs continue to be used because dogs can be trained to be incredibly violent. So, you know, police dogs. Exactly. But, you know, they're trained to be. Needs more. Here. Wow. No, I mean, no. And just spay and neuter your dog. No, I mean, I think there's this thing like in WoW, you can't attack children, you know. You just they're non combat. You can't. It might be, yeah. You know. You might be right. he's just a bad person. That's all there is to it. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's why I can't murder children in video games. Damn it! Oh my god. I mean, does the 360 have anything like this? Does Microsoft do anything like this for Xbox Live? Considering this is a story, if they probably don't. Sony is losing money hand over fist on the PS3, you know? They need the cash. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, even though you have some really amazing games that are coming out on PlayStation Network, like Flower, like Siren Blood Curse, that are really great games and are full games, really, on PSN. Oh, yeah, the Pixel... Yeah, can't forget those. Definitely. But it's... Yeah, I mean, the point of Xbox Live is, what, $50 a year or something like that? That's what it comes to. That you know. Yeah, and you just get the codes. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I have it on auto renew. I don't really care. I mean, it's like with the domains. You know, I could use promo codes for GoDaddy, but it's like, it's just on auto renew. I don't really care. You know, and I could be saving like, you know, actually a good chunk of money if I use them, but too lazy. I mean, and that's weird because it's like just recently Criterion put Burnout on PSN. You could just straight out download Burnout Paradise. You know? It's EA. It's an EA game. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the thing with downloadable content is just as a whole is that you have the 15 kajillion pound gorilla that is GameStop or Best Buy or whatever. You know, GameSpot is basically the one that shall not be, you know, the one who shall be obeyed, definitely, in publishing. Yeah, GameStop. Yes. EB GameStop. That thing. I had all EB games around, and then they all turned into GameStops. And then I went, aw. In the same mall? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's like you have a like Starbucks. Oh, okay. Devour retail stores. Arr, to sell used games. Yeah, no. Exactly. No, I think it's that just seems really kind of... That's a real bummer because it's like I was liking a lot of the downloadable stuff off of PSN. You know, it's actually pretty solid. That lineup they got, and if this makes it so someone like the developers of the Pixel Junk games or, you know, EA makes an analysis and says, you know, it's not worth it to put this game up when Xbox has this file size restriction on theirs to save costs too, you know, it's just downloadable games get the shit, you know, don't get anything. Yeah. Right. And as long as your game is under the file size restriction, or, you know, you can sweet talk Microsoft into letting you break it if you are, say, Valve or on Xbox Live. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. Yeah, but if you are Warner Brothers or if you are Valve, yeah, you can break that. You just need to, you know, sweet talk Microsoft a little bit. Yeah, if there's no reason not to put on the Xbox, except for, you know, because it has a bigger install base. You know, even if half of them, I don't know how many people use Gold, but those are just costs that developers don't want to take. You know, even on top of having to develop for the PS3. No. Oh. Right. And it's a pain in the ass to deploy on. You know, I'll say that you know, it's, I don't know. It's just, it doesn't seem like, it's a move that makes sense for Sony because they're losing money on the console. They're obviously losing money on PlayStation Network because they're not charging for it. They need to make the money back somehow. But, you know, if you're discouraging developers for developing on your console and you're not, you know, some crazy Japanese developer like, you know, the guys behind Katamari or behind Flower, you know. Exactly. Yeah, Naughty Dog was definitely like, yeah, they took the cake. This game doesn't not make any sense whatsoever. But it's it's gonna shoot PlayStation in the foot, you know, because you're not Nintendo that's making money on every Wii sold, you know, and therefore making money hand over fist. So, you know, it's unfortunate that they have to do this, but, you know, that's their business model. Definitely. But the thing is that Xbox is still losing, Microsoft's losing money on Xboxes. That's the problem. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but people still buy Wii Fit and Wii Play, you know? So it's the normal rules we would think of for people buying Wiis and stuff like that just is out. You know, it works. They make money off it. They keep selling the same, like, three games they have for the past few years. And they're making money over it. I mean, it works for them. Shit. First off, the taste is blue. I don't care what it's called. It will taste. The name of it is, it tastes blue. That's what it is. Hard red. Well, hard red's supposed to be like cherry, isn't it? So it's like cherry. Didn't they have a cherry Mountain Dew before? Or a red something? They have Code Red, yeah. So it's not the same flavor? Okay, then. Okay, then both of these drinks mean nothing to me. I'm sorry. A Karantor purple. Karantor. A Scourge black. Black Mountain Dew would actually scare me off. I'd be like, I am not drinking that. That is not going in my body. It's still not going in there. I don't care. I am not drinking that. I don't trust that. Yeah. I don't. If it's not the Code Red stuff, which the Code Red is actually really good, it's, I don't care. I really don't. Yeah, definitely it's something you should try. You're just not on principle. Wow. What's a show note? Oh yeah, it's stuff that responsible people do. Yes. But they have a lot of those commercials that are not in English. Like, they have a French one with Jean-Claude Van Damme that is incredible. They have this one in Spanish that's also incredible, especially if you know Spanish and you understand it. Then it's, like, 10 times more incredible. We'll find it on YouTube and I'll translate it for you. I'll tell you what the gist of it is. I don't think so. I think if you are in the market for something that has a lot of caffeine in it, you already have a favorite. Like, you know, our friend Zero, he loves his rock stars. I have gotten a big taste for Red Bull. I know a lot of people who are fans of Balls, you know, so it's like, you know, or just straight up, you know, down and Diet Cokes like their water, you know, whatever works for you, you probably already have something. You might try it. You might get it at a giveaway of some kind, but I don't think it's going to sell particularly well. If it's not some kind of juice or something, it's usually either going to be a diet soda of some kind, either Pepsi or Coke or Red Bull. That's it. I have never tried that. I'll have to try and find it. I don't know, it may be one of those things that just got rolled out over where you guys are at, because I haven't seen it. I hardly see even Code Red Mountain Dew these days. Wow. That's incredible. Wow. Thumbs up, man. Or he was just chuckling to himself how clever it was. That's the name of the, that's gonna be the name. I'm calling it right now. For due and honor. Yes. Guild leaders, yeah. Yeah. Also, they're on the forums too. They're sending people PMs on the forums. I think there's, well, for anyone who's been around MMOs long enough, it's pretty usual for a new MMO to come out and talk to major guild leaders and, you know, community people, but not on the not inside the game, not on the forums, not using. Well, I mean, WoW talked to a lot of people in EQ. You know, that's not unusual. I mean, the whole cryptic thing is just confusing because it's like, you know, cryptic used to do, you know, you used to make that game, and now you're making another game that's incredibly similar to it. So it's really slimy in that way, just in general. Yeah. Well, it's a well-known fact that Pepsi is not even allowed in the city of Atlanta at all. You know, it's actually, they have some kind of repulsor field around it to not let Pepsi in. But, wow. And you will not live. You will not live to see leaving Atlanta. I'm sorry. you'll just get taken out. There probably is a fine. I'm almost certain. But it's just it's really slimy. It's really just, yeah. It's asshole-ish. Yeah. You know, and yeah, that's a not apology. That's like saying, if you're offended by what I said, I'm sorry. Not, I'm sorry for what I said because it offended you. You know? Yeah. No, I mean it's important to say it's standard practice for MMOs to get other people in their betas that play MMOs just because they're competitors, duh. But not using another company's resources to do so. That's the problem. That's the big problem here. Because that's, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're trying to get people into your beta because the best way to get the hardcore into a new MMO that you want to them, because if you're going by the theory that you want to really excite the hardcore and then those hardcore will disseminate the information out to everyone else that they know, is to get them playing the beta. Of course not, especially not in hardcore guilds. God, I mean, you know, the NDAs. And they expect that. They know that as long as it's positive, they don't care. As long as it's getting word of mouth out and being like, oh my god, this game's awesome. I need to be in this beta too. It totally works for them. You know, it's the whole forbidden fruit thing. You know, and it, this game is awesome. How awesome is this game? You know, that's basically it. It is awesome, yes. And that's all we are allowed to say about it. You know, I can say I'm playing it. I can tell people on NoiseGrid or on Xfire that I'm playing Battlefield Heroes and they should come play with me, but that's about it. You know, so. Well, I don't know how many people are actually going to know. I mean, I think the thing is anyone who is, anyone who's already, who is an MMO player and likes superhero MMOs is already playing City Heroes, has already played it. So they already know about it. And it might get out to them that, you know, hey, Cryptic's doing this really sleazy thing and they're bad and so you shouldn't play their game. But I would be very surprised if they didn't, honestly. I would be very surprised if they did not go to other MMOs, like other big guilds that are, you know, the same kind of, you know, whatever kind of target they're trying to go for, and talk to them and say, hey, you know, not using their product, because that's obviously, that's the bad thing here. But, you know, it's just real important. I mean, basically, Cryptic, since they've left City Heroes, has just been, it's been dick move after dick move. I mean, the whole thing with the lawsuit with Marvel and NCSoft, and them even making champions online when it's that kind of similar to City Heroes after they've left it. It really is something that I, from a company that I really kind of was like, these are pretty cool guys, you know. They're making a good game, and yes, they are published by Mega Korean company, but whatever. To just being, these guys are douchebags. Just as a company, they are not a good bunch of guys. Now they do, yeah. It wasn't Penny, it was Perpetual. Yeah, oh, they're with a P. Yeah, because you never know what's going to come down the pipe. You know, you don't know what dick move's going to come down. That's what the dick move I was talking about. That there's this whole thing between, yeah, I could see it. It's just, it's a real dick move, and that's about all it comes down to. It's really unfortunate that they feel that's what they need to do. I think it's just one of those things that, because of the similarities between City of Heroes and Champions, it makes it really difficult. Whereas, I mean, you look at other games that are coming out, like, say, The Agency or Star Trek Online, you know, those are different enough from the games that are already out that it would be very surprising if other companies pulled those same kind of moves. That said, I'm not someone that has a great amount of faith in SOE as a company, though, because those guys concern me. MMOs die. Such is life. Well, the thing is that if you're not SOE, you just can't keep a game on life support. I mean, because all SOE has is a ton of games that are on life support, and they just keep milking people for Station Pass money. You know, no one else can use that kind of a business model. You know, just, it won't work. Right. NC, I mean, NC has, what, Lineage 2, Dungeon Runners, Guild Wars. Well, Guild Wars is on ArenaNet, but that, and NCSoft and ArenaNet are a whole other big, weird thing. No, I'm saying by the games that these companies own, and if you could do a station pass for them. Because you could totally do one for NCSoft. You could totally do one. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, which is basically Lineage 3. Well, Aeon's basically Lineage 3. That's just the new name for the project. Yeah, that's unfortunate. But, you know, it's the thing is, NCSoft has been hammered. Because they have just spent so much. They spent a ton of money on Tabula. They spent a ton of money on Aeon. And we're not seeing a whole lot out of them. I mean, basically the only successful product that, for the amount of cap, the only financially successful product that NCSoft has published has been Guild Wars. That's it. City. Financially, yeah, I'm sure. I think City's still making money, or else they wouldn't have bought it. They wouldn't have bought the license if they didn't think it was making money. Yeah. 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 And honestly, Warcraft's big thing has been that it's just kept going to more and more places. You know, they recently launched in Latin America. They have that giant. Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, Eve has been in development forever. And it slowly built into this kind of thing. And it you know, you think of something like a Warhammer. A Warhammer is just recently shut down. I think, what was it, like 2/3 of their servers? And, yeah. Well, they had to. And in a lot of ways, it's only remained in Europe. You know, Europe has kept more of its servers just because it's more popular there. Because that's where Warhammer, the IP, is really big. Whereas here, it's more 40K. You know, so. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's just. If you're not, the biggest problem is just because MMOs have always been big, scary projects to companies. And if you, and that most of them have failed. Let's be honest. If you aren't, say, an EQ1 or a WoW or an EVE after a very long amount of time. Or, you know, probably an EQ2 at this point. I'm sure it's making money. Asheron's Call probably made money. You know, Phantasy Star, you know. Yeah. You know, there's a few here and there. But over how many years have MMOs been around, and how many have just bombed miserably? You know, so it's if you're not, I mean, NCSoft has shown it's not big enough to eat multiple MMOs failing. Sony is kind of at that point where it can put money into an MMO and have it bomb and the companies will fall apart just because it's part of Sony. You know, and Sony's gigantic. Yeah. Well, they'll keep it on life support, just like they've kept Pirates, and they've kept Vanguard, and they're going to keep, you know, EQ2. Well, EQ2 is still getting expansion and stuff like that. That's not entirely fair for them. It still makes money, dude. If it makes money for them, hey, go for it. Hey, if you look at the Station Pass, is there any other, like, really solid game on there? Really? No. Yeah, but Swig just has so much bad publicity and bad press that it's people, I think, would rather stab themselves than admit that Swig is getting better as a game. It probably is. I mean, it's just, I've always been one of those guys that I've been very agnostic towards the changes that have gone on in Star Wars Galaxies. Yeah, because you have SWTOR. And SWTOR is, yes. What is it? It's Star Wars. Fuck. SWTOR. Yeah, well, that's the KOTOR anymore. It's Star Wars The Old Republic. That's the full name of it. SWTOR. That's what I call it, okay? I don't know if that's canonical. It's called SWTOR. Because SWTOR is coming out, and A, BioWare, Austin this time, not Edmonton. So, slightly less faith there, because not as a proven track record, but it's still BioWare, so I have faith. The people that are working on it, slightly less faith, but apparently they're bringing in some Mass Effect 1 and 2 people in to work on SWTOR, which gives me a lot of faith because I love Mass Effect. I think it's going to eat Swig's lunch. Just plain and simple. Anyone who's still playing Star Wars Galaxies, anyone who's still playing Star Wars Galaxies, yes, exactly. It's going to be, you know, the people who still play Star Wars Galaxies are the people who are still going to play Star Wars Galaxies until they turn the servers off. You know. Yeah, until, you know, EVE gets a little bit more arcadey in its combat, which it won't, because its netcode would just explode at that point. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, they haven't. It's really awesome in that way. In how you have this dynamic of having people run around the ship and having to repair things. And move Shunta shields. Yeah, that's one of those memes that will never die in our group. Move Shunta shields. It's a classic. Yeah. Shunt to shield. Okay. Yeah, because I was there. We were in this big, like, basically the biggest ship in the game. and there was in Star Wars Galaxies, in the jump to light speed part, which is the space combat, you have a captain. Like, you have someone in the capital ships, the big ships. You have someone who is piloting the ship, and you have people on the guns, and then you have someone in the command chair, which is, like, where you do tactical things like turning your capacitor energy, which is what powers your weapons, into shields, or the other way around, or various abilities you might have, like, you know, scrambling your frequency and stuff like that. But anyways, we had our friend Moo, his name's Justin, in the command chair. And that kid probably is diagnosably narcoleptic. He is that kid. If you went to the doctor and told him, it's like, that kid's a narcoleptic. It happens. That's who he is. And he was in the command chair. And so we needed to take capacitor energy to shield because we were getting blown to smithereens. And so all of us are screaming. I'm sitting in, like, the back gun, you know, kind of trying to, you know, stay alive. And all of us are screaming, shunt to shields, Moo. Shunt to shields. At the top of our lungs, because the kid fucking fell asleep in the command chair without saying a word. And so we're screwed. We know we're gonna die. The ship just goes boom. And thankfully, it's not like Eve, where if you lose your ship, you lose your ship. It just took some durability or something. And so we had to do with it, because I don't remember. But we didn't lose the ship, thankfully. But we were screwed. And then I would want to say at least a few hours later, when we were doing something completely different, he just comes back on and it's like, hey guys, sorry about that. I just fell asleep. And we're like, you son of a bitch. And that meme has stayed with us, shunt to shields move, since we've played Star Wars Galaxies, through everything. And it has been anytime someone just is zoning out or is just not in the game and they're doing something vital, shunt to shields. And we're like, oh crap, I have to pay attention now. he would fall asleep. He would randomly just go AFK. When he was doing anything, he would probably be playing a flash game at the same time. He is just almost criminally negligent, is the best way to put it, when it comes to actually doing things in games. You know, it's one of those things that's like, I would probably almost rather not have him have my back in any sort of dangerous situation over not having anyone, because at least then I know someone doesn't have my back and I can prepare for it. Not, hey man, you got my back, right? And then he's like, there's no one there. And I'm just like, oh man, the zombies are gonna eat me now. Yeah, so that is one of the Star Wars Galaxy stories that has stayed with us for, yeah, basically all time. Shunt to shields, Moo. Aw, that's good though. I thought it was gonna be for do or for honor, for do and honor or something like that. For do and honor. Okay. Yeah. Shit, shields, Moo might be a little too meme-y for people. For do and honor. All right. Cryptic dick move. That's all. And I'm done. Oh my. Bye.